Have you ever heard of someone who almost got deported because they lost track of their visa expiration date? Sounds scary, right? Well, if your visa is about to expire and you're dreaming of staying longer in the United States, I'm here to make sure that the nightmare doesn't become your reality. Let's get started on this journey together. Let me know in the comments below if you've ever faced a visa-related challenge. Your stories could help others in our community. So, mistake number one is overstating your visa. It might sound obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people think a few extra days won't hurt. Spoiler alert, it does. Not planning your time properly can turn your experience into something more thrilling, and by thrilling, I mean more complicated than you expected. Imagine this: you're in the United States, excited with your visa, having time to visit family and friends, and you decide to ignore the original date, or forget, decide, you make a mistake. And you forget what date is written on the I-95 form or on your passport. It's like trying to play the role of a magician without practicing the tricks first. It can go wrong, very wrong. Remember, it's not when your visa actually expires. And by visa, I mean the date when the visa was issued and the expiration date. What we're talking about that is the date the officer put on your passport when you enter the United States. It could be weeks, it could be months, it won't be years. You can check on the CBP's website, which I'll leave in the description below, to find out when you're supposed to leave by and when you enter. If you stay longer than allowed, it could mean being sent off with a goodbye forever, resulting in a ban from entering the United States. And worse yet, you might find yourself entangled in legal matters that not even an immigration lawyer with superpowers can easily fix. But what if you're already in this situation? Talk to an experienced immigration attorney right away to develop a game plan so you don't lose your visa. So if the dates become more confusing than a puzzle without edges, make a call. It can make the difference between a smooth extension and an immigration experience worthy of Hollywood. Now let's move on to your second point. It might sound a bit controversial. Don't worry, I'm here to guide you. Now hold on, before we jump into our second point, can you guess what's the most overlooked factor that could lead to deportation? Stick around, the answer might surprise you. Not considering the consequences. That's right, the possibility of deportation, an exhilarating outcome none of us wants. But wait, why could you be deported? Well, one reason could be if your stay dates resemble more of a twister game than a coherent plan. Also, engaging in activities not so entertaining for authorities, like working without permission or getting into legal trouble. Basically, avoid being the star of your own crime movie. My advice is to stay clear of deportation, the movie. File a timely extension of your visa with Form I-539 if your plans change. Also, maintain an impeccable record. And last, know your rights and resources. If you feel your movie is taking a dark turn, knowing what to do and where to seek help can change the course of the plot. Because honestly, we prefer your journey to end with a "see you next time" rather than a "goodbye forever." I know this point might sound daunting, but in our next point, I'll show you a great alternative. Feeling overwhelmed already? Well, our third point might just be the game changer you need. Ever wondered if a no from immigration can turn into a yes? So, no or yes? Let's find out. Avoid giving up. Imagine you receive a denial to your visa extension. But what if I told you that you could turn the no into a yes? The possibility of an appeal, like the hero returning for the sequel. But this time, it's about your visa. Now, to start, there is no actual appeal for a visa extension denial. But if there are changed circumstances, you can file the request again for a second shot, like an appeal. We want you to know that means filing another I-539, but caution, always verify the specific details on the official website, USCIS, if you do it on your own. If you have an attorney, they'll take care of it. After that, submit the required documentation, including the I-94, your support letter. Write it with emotion. Don't just be dry. Proof of financial maintenance and any documents supporting the reason for your extension. Keep in mind, you can't simply restate the same thing as before. Whatever you submitted the first time was insufficient. So you have to understand why you were denied, and have a plan to tackle it. Because honestly, we prefer your story to take an unexpected and exciting turn, right? What part of the visa extension process do you find the most daunting? Please let us know below. Number four, not being aware of current fees and form changes. It's not a trivial matter, but it could be the line that defines whether you succeed in extending your visa or not. If you send the wrong fee application, you could be rejected. And by the time you get denial, you might have already overstayed your visa and your options become more limited. But how can you know all this information before starting out? So information is power. Subscribe to our newsletter and updates. They're like trailers for our immigration movie, providing exclusive preview of scenes involving form and fee changes. So we'll let you know, but you gotta subscribe. Also, why not trust immigration professionals? I'm not talking about employees of the government, but attorneys like myself are like expert directors who know the intricacies of the immigration script and can expertly guide your story. Don't forget the latest news is where you get fresh information that could change the development of your immigration movie. Finally, our last point, unawareness of support resources. This can become a significant obstacle in your immigration journey. From community organizations, nonprofit services, and private attorneys, there is a network of assistance waiting for you to ask. Disregarding these resources could be like trying to climb a mountain without the proper gear. Not a good idea. Contact consulates and embassies to obtain specific information for citizens of your country. Speak with immigration lawyers and professionals in the field to get guidance on specific resources. Never underestimate the importance of exploring these support outlets, as they can make the difference between a complicated immigration journey and a smooth, successful experience. Oh, and speaking of immigration professionals, remember, we can help you. We're immigration experts, and we're here to make sure your story has a happy end in the United States. All the information to contact us is in the description below. And there you have it, folks, the blueprint to transform your immigration journey from a nail-biting thriller to an inspired success story. Remember, every hurdle you face is just a plot twist in your grand adventure. With the right knowledge and actions, you're not just a character in the immigration movie, you're the director. Don't forget to stay updated on immigration news by subscribing to our channel, and most importantly, don't give up. If you're denied, file again. Appeal. Look for other options. You only fail if you stop trying to succeed. If you're finding this information helpful, give us a thumbs up and share your thoughts and share it with friends and family. What part of the visa extension do you find the hardest? See you next time.